Blog Talk Radio.
Also with that fire, boy.
Yeah. Hollywood. B Dubs.
Cormel.
Fresh Kid. Entertainment. You know how we do this.
Swear.
Niggas always hating when we ball out. Bitches always starting when we ball out. All my niggas violent when we all out. Let these niggas know that we boss and bossin'. Let these niggas know that we boss and bossin'. Niggas always hating when we ball out. Bitches always starting when we ball out. All my niggas violent when we all out. Let these niggas know that we boss and bossin'. Let these niggas know that we boss and bossin'. I don't know why these baby mama, well, I came from a dysfunctional family. I asked myself why my family love me. I lost my mom to HIV. That's why I would never, ever, ever fuck with the HOE. I don't chase fads, I chase big, believe that. Counting pesos like the fuego IG, man. Hating niggas and bitches, don't get a feedback. Fuck a role model, where me at? Cause I'm the only nigga ever had my back. Niggas always hating when we ball out. Bitches always starting when we ball out. All my niggas violent when we all out. Let these niggas know that we boss and bossin'. Let these niggas know that we boss and bossin'. Niggas always hating when we ball out. Bitches always starting when we ball out. All my niggas violent when we all out. Let these niggas know that we boss and bossin'. Let these niggas know that we boss and bossin'.
Y'all couldn't be what I've been for years. Veteran pedaling, no training wheels. Got the game cracked, sorta like the paves. Cat nutty yacht, so I'm stirring up the waves. Stick to bullets like Madden from the game. All day bossing, I ain't got a call in. Bluff against me with the chips and I'm all in. On point, but I'm sharper than a swordfish. Try me, I got a cannon like Starkiss. Kicking in the face, Lee Unitas, Spartacus. I hold weight while y'all bitches do calisthenics. I'm in love with the game, I got a rapping fetish. I'm the king, don't take it personal, it's all business. Y'all bitches mad at breaking records on the world Guinness.
Niggas always hating when we ball out. Bitches always starting when we ball out. All my niggas violent when we all out. Let these niggas know that we boss and bossin'. Let these niggas know that we boss and bossin'. Niggas always hating when we ball out. Bitches always starting when we ball out. All my niggas violent when we all out. Let these niggas know that we boss and bossin'. Let these niggas know that we boss and bossin'.
Mr. B-Dog, July.
Hello, welcome everybody to 802 Radio. It's great to be back. I know it's been a while, y'all. I'm just so humbled to be back and hope you all are doing good. We only got an hour show tonight, so we're going to try to get to as many of you guys as we can. So if you call in, please be mindful that there is other callers in the queue. We want to try to get to as many people as possible. Also, guys, this show is going to be co-hosted alongside my boy Apprentice. He just dropped out, having technical difficulties on his end, but when he gets back in, we will put him in the queue, and he will be co-hosting with us. So without further ado, let's get to our first caller, Black Bear.
Okay, we got 586-934, July.
I got back from the doctor. I had a little cough now. It's out here cold out here. So you're the weather day, Ralph, under the weather. But I'm going to tell you something now. When it comes to being Ralph,
All right. Let's get to another one. We got 75. Yeah, I know. 757-819.
No more waiting.
Nah.
No more debating.
Nah.
Shut the fuck, nigga. Stop hating. Y'all already know, man. It's your boy Omar Bassquiz / Liz Bassquiz on Facebook. Add me, follow me, do what you gotta do. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, Liv1227. LIVED1227. Man, raps to my exes and the bitches I used to talk to. Part 2! Part 1's on YouTube, man. Go check that shit out. I've been doing this rap shit for a mean ass minute. Don't forget to follow me and add me. Look. I got a bitch in the vet, damn she a dick teaser, but the shawty got mad because I ain't wanna eat her. And it's still mad because she hate the way I treat her, but she's too damn mad, I thought I just was a jungle fever. Taylor, Maria, Ashley, Trina, let her suck me all that drink, come by the leader. They only hit my phone just to kick it like people mean to come till they kiss so they can get their pussy beat up. Is you ready or not? Get down, get low, get a suck in the cot. Run your tongue from my balls all the way to the top. And if your head getting good, I might bust on the spot.
Okay, Prentice, you are live.
Yo, what's up? Yeah, this is Prentice.
How you doing, bro?
Man, I'm doing good, man. This weather is a little rough out here in Vegas. It's been real rainy today, but I am blessed, man. How you doing, brother?
Hey, I'm doing good, man, and I know what it's like. You know, we're looking at right now about 3-4 inches of snow, and it was a lovely 9 below 0. So, I mean, I'd gladly trade spots with you, bro, if you're down.
Oh, man. No, you can have that, man.
Well, real quick, before we get to any other callers, you want to just let people know who might a little bit about yourself, who might be hearing your name for the first time? Like, you want to let them know a little bit about you?
Yeah, definitely. So I go by the name of Prentice. I'm a rap artist, a songwriter, producer. Right now I'm based out of Vegas. Originally I'm from the Midwest. I'm from Illinois. Been out here in Vegas kind of dominating the music scene for a while, for the last couple of years. You can check me out. I got my own personal website, my music, merch. Check me out at PrenticeTheRapper.com. You can find all my info in my social media there. So let's connect.
For sure. And I wanted to also let you all know that Prentice here, for those who don't know, he's also done some stuff with Damian Lillard for Four Bar Friday, the Damian Lillard of the Portland Trailblazers. You want to tell little people about that real quick?
Yeah. So Damian Lillard, for the ones who may not be familiar with it, he started this thing called Four Bar Friday. So basically the way it works is every Friday you submit a video of you spitting some bars. It can be to any instrumental, doesn't matter. You just spitting 4 bars. And then basically the hashtag under your video, hashtag the word 4 Bar Friday. So I got hip to that about 7-8 years ago. And he's been, opening a platform for people to rap and then hashtag 4 Bar Friday, and then he likes to repost it. So if you got bars, if you got what it takes, man, every Friday, submit your video, upload your video to Instagram, and then under your video, make sure you put the hashtag 4 Bar Friday. The number 4, then Bar Friday. And once you put that up, Damian Lillard's going to check out the video submissions. If he likes it, he's going to post it on either his personal page or also his 4 Bar Friday page. So y'all can definitely follow 4 Bar Friday too. Make sure you follow the page 4 Bar Friday.
And that's definitely lit. You know what I'm saying? It's funny. That's actually how, I don't know if you remember this, bro, but that's actually how I met you. And then back then I was doing my first radio show. It was like my first or second show. I happened to DM you and said, hey, would you be interested in, coming on the show? And the rest is history.
Now we're
hosting together, so.
So definitely, man. That's definitely a good platform, man. That's good. Good stuff.
It is for sure. We got some callers in the queue, though. Is there anything else you want to add or you want to get to some callers?
Man, that's it. Let's get to the callers and let's hear what they got to say and let's get to it.
All right, Black Tear, who do we have?
470-779.
Yo, Mr. Swag 360 in the building. Y'all can hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, okay. I'm definitely going to check out that 4-Bar Friday, too. That sounds lit. But I would definitely want to give a shout-out to Blackout Radio. I want to give a shout-out to my guy, Eddie Powell. I got a tape, a project out right now, By Any Means, going crazy. I got a video out right now, Brand New Gun. That's going crazy. All right? Y'all can stay connected with me on Instagram and Twitter, Mr. Swag 360, that's MR_SWAGG_360. And, yeah,
okay.
Man, I appreciate y'all.
Where you from?
Hey,
where you from?
Appreciate you calling in, bro. And also the piggyback off from what Prentice said here as well, Damian Lillard also occasionally goes live, and there's actually a video on Damian Lillard's, like, history where Prentice actually, like, video chatted him doing the same thing. So it's like 4-Bar, but you can also video chat him, if I'm not mistaken. Right, Prentice?
Yeah. Yeah, he has these things. He has these what they call ciphers. And so what he'll do is he'll say, hey, guys, you know, we're doing the cipher this week. He'll give you a theme, or he'll just give you a beat to rap over. And then from there, man, you just spit your bars. Definitely on the lives, he will chime you in. They will choose, like, the top spitters. If you are selected as a top spitter, you can go live with Damian Lillard to spit your bars, shout yourself out, and that'll give you some exposure as well. So first thing first, I would say just follow 4-Bar Friday page so you can kind of keep up, stay updated with what's going on and staying with the wave, you know, when they do these kind of things. But you can do it every Friday. It's called 4-Bar Friday. You just spit some bars, hashtag 4-Bar Friday, and you all set.
Okay, cool. I appreciate that. And to answer Prince's question, I'm from originally from New York, but I'm in Atlanta right now.
Okay, yeah, I heard that East Coast the East Coast swag. That's why, you know, asked where you're from. Definitely, man. Definitely inspired by East Coast. That's dope. Yeah, we're going to definitely check you out, man. We'll definitely check out the Instagram, check out the new video. What's your new video said, By Any Means, what you said?
No, the project is called By Any Means, but the video is called Brand New Gun.
Okay, okay. Definitely get
Brand
that in
gun.
Rotation and check that out for sure.
Man, I appreciate
and
that.
Thank you for calling in, bro. And like I said, also not just to you, caller, but we also have to all the other callers in the queue. Be sure to go follow the fan page on Facebook, 802 Radio. It's all one word. That's 802 Radio. Give it a like, and through that fan page, you can actually call in itself. You know, you hit the call button, it'll take you right here. You can also keep up to date with any projects I drop or Prentice drops, or you can even book an interview there. So definitely give us a like.
Okay, cool. For sure. I'm going to do that right now.
All right. And we appreciate your time, bud. And we're going to keep it moving, okay? Get to another caller.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Real quick, Prentice, is there anything else you want to add, or you want to keep getting to the
next
caller?
Man, let me just add this because I don't know if I mentioned it for those. I did say I have a website, but you can also check me out on Instagram because, you know, Instagram is, like, really, really popular right now. So it's how a lot of people are bridging the gap with staying connected. So check me out. My Instagram name is _Prentice, and that's spelled P as in pair, R-E-N-T-I-C-E. Let's get to the next call.
All right, we got 734-581, you're live.
Hello, everyone. After comparing my answers to my partner's responses to the actual data from the sex survey, I found most surprising the fact that the percentages of people that had one-night stands, I thought the amount would be lower. It surprises me that it's not lower. Just because I didn't think people were that promiscuously active, and I don't want to say it as a good thing or a bad thing. It's to each their own. The thing that my partner had found most surprising was the percent ever had cheated on a partner, including intercourse. He found that interesting, surprisingly interesting, because he's really old-fashioned and doesn't think people cheat. response that I found most predictable was the percentage of people having unprotected sex without a condom. I found it predictable because a lot of people don't care now. The response that I found hardest to predict was the percentage of ever had sex against their will, just because it's not something you think about. Certainly something I don't think about. As far as people having to endure that, I have never had to endure that. This is my completed worksheet, and the person I interviewed was my boyfriend. Bye.
All right. Well, I definitely appreciate you calling in as well, and that's what I love about the show. You know, it's even though it's hip hop, you know, we're down to talk about. I don't know about you, Prentice, but I'm down to talk about anything. You know what I'm saying? So, like, to hear people's opinions, current events, anything. You know, so don't ever, even if you guys, like, I don't want you guys to think this is just music only. Like, we promote music and all that stuff, but if you even have a business that you're trying to start, you know what I'm saying, call and promote that. You know, you're welcome to promote. And once again, just please go and give us a like on the fan page, 802 Radio, and you can get in contact on there, you know what I'm saying, with us on there. So even hit us up if you're, you know, looking for an interview one day. You want to add anything, Prentice, or?
No, I mean, just to piggyback on that, yeah, we definitely are open to talking about other subject matters, you know, that we can kind of engage in conversation. So definitely here to just connect with the people is the main thing. So that's all I wanted to say.
And to that lady who just called in, you did not – oh, I didn't know you're still here. You were quiet. You didn't say your name, ma'am, so I don't know if you want to be known or whatnot, but we appreciate your time and – you know, to go by what you said, I also think people are, you know, I think, like you said, how people are not safe, but also I think sometimes they don't care, you know what I'm saying, like you were saying earlier. So we need to be more mindful of that, and, you know, thank you so much for your time. All right, Black Pear, can we get to our next caller, please?
870-826.
Yo, what's happening? 802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802-802- Brother Bula Ali.
I remember you, man. I don't know if you remember way back. I think I got in contact with you, bro, on a Black Terror show, and I think you even called in before. So, like, I don't know if you caught the earlier in the beginning. It's my first show back in about 2-3 years, so I'm excited to be back and still blessed that all you guys are still rocking with the show. So, but what's going on, Mr. Bula Ali?
Hey, yeah, man, what's happening, man? I'm trying to see where you in Maine?
No, I'm in Vermont and Prentice.
I remember you now. I said Maine, I was close. What's happening, man? Y'all good?
Yeah, yeah, we're good. You know what I'm saying? The best part about Vermont is it's actually the one state in the United States that had the least amount of COVID stuff. You know what I'm saying? So we're fortunate in that regards. I think we only have like 30 cases and like a total of like, you know, since it's been out. You know what I'm saying? So we're blessed in that regards. But I also got my man Prentice on the line too, Buddha Monk. He's my co-host. You know what I'm saying? He's a really good friend and a good artist.
Okay.
Yeah, man, just talking to him. Hey, man.
I feel you, man.
Peace and blessings,
hey,
my
that's
brother.
What's happening. All right,
yes,
peace
sir.
And blessings. Yeah,
yes,
man,
sir,
man. It's good to rock with y'all, man. You know, I'm Blackout Radio for life, man. Since day one, man, I've been rocking with y'all, man. So it's good. I ain't got to Vermont yet, but, man, put that before summertime. I'm definitely going to come that way, man, all the way to the East Coast, to the Atlantic, man, and get with y'all, man, and try to get some things going, man, because we definitely got to get. Like you were telling me about, I can remember everything now. You were talking about you wanted to get the spotlight on Vermont, the rappers, the culture, and hip-hop, how it's moving around there, man. So from a southern perspective, I'm going to come down there, man, and we're going to definitely put you on my lens. We're going to pimp you on my lens and get you out there. So when I come back this way to the Mason-Dixon line, you know what I'm saying, Paradise of the Pie, you know what I'm saying? Oklahoma, Texas, that's Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, and Oklahoma, man. Right here in this middle passage of the Mason-Dixon line. I'm going to let them people know what Vermont doing in the game, man. And show them boys how
hey,
y'all
I appreciate it, bro.
I got you. Yeah, I'm coming.
Well,
just so I'm on the line
quick, bro,
now,
bro.
You know.
Real quick, bro, before we get to our next caller, I wanted to let you know something. The last time anybody big came to Vermont was actually like, I want to say 5 years ago. There's this thing called Higher Ground. It's basically like the big fair in Vermont, which is nothing compared to a lot of other places, you know what I'm saying? And they had like one of those old school days where Salt and Pepper was there. They had Prentice, who goes the Wild Thing? What rapper? What was his name? Tone Loc, I think.
Tone Loc.
Yeah, Tone Loc came and a bunch of, but that was like 5-6 years ago. And then before that, it was like another 5 years, actually DMX came out. And I was fanboy in there. You know, DMX is like my top, like, you know, and I wish I could have went because I would have asked him, you think it's a game? You think it's a – I would have really asked that to him, but you know what I'm saying?
Hey, I got my homegirl, Goldilocks, that was rocking with DMX. She was like one of the day women, first lady of Rough Riders. Before Eve came into the picture and threw the rest of the crew, I got Goldilocks who's down with DMX every day, man. So I'm going to try to get him to come on here, man, and get an interview. Yeah, it's going down, man. I salute y'all. I ain't hold y'all long. Check me out, Buddha Ali, Zone 24 TV. Zone 24 TV on blast, BLAST. It's on Facebook. Y'all know how to get with me. This ain't going to be the last time you hear from me, man. I'm still here. Hey, I done met so many people from Blackout Radio passing through here, through the South, going to Dallas, Houston, Louisiana, and Memphis. I done met 3 or 4 people from off Blackout Radio show from Black Tier, especially Ayo the homie. When he got out the pen, he came straight through here, and we linked up, man, with our mask on, and I'm standing right by him. And I said, man, you said, you Buddha Ali or something, Buddha? He said, he took off his mask and said, hey, yo, the homie, man, I used to listen to y'all on the show, Black Chill, but I was in the pen. He said, I can't believe
it. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I shot a video. He performed. He let everybody know. Hey, I was rocking with these boys way back in the day, Blackout Radio, Buddha Ali. I rock with the boys in the pen. That boy told everybody in the club on stage before he started his song. Check him out on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, yo, the homie. Zone 24 TV, I got the proof right there. Let you see me in Rockets that night. By love, y'all, 802. Hey, the Apprentice, my man, Vermont. I love y'all, man. I get with y'all next week. Black Tear, keep it going, baby.
All right,
I love
man.
Y'all. Godspeed. Peace.
Peace.
All right, we appreciate you, man. And just wanted to say real quick, bro, I apologize. I called you Buddha Monk earlier, but, you know, Buddha Ali.
Oh,
I was just,
I'm
you know.
I'm a monk, too. I'm from the Black Monks Rap Live Records. That's how I got off into this. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, Buddha Ali, Shabazz, Zulu Bay. I'm still with y'all, man. Hey, Zulu Nation Hip Hop, baby. Yeah, we all tribe. Peace.
Got you, bro. I appreciate you, man. So, Prentice, I got a question for you, bro. One of my favorite songs that you have actually recorded that I've personally heard, and it really gave me the Tupac Changes vibes. I'm pretty sure you know where I'm going with this, but your track called Homies. I'm just curious. That's based on a true story, correct?
Yeah, that's based on a true story, a song called Homies. Yeah. Yeah, man, that's like one of my really, really meaningful. That's probably one of the top, because, you know, I got like a top. I think every artist probably has like a top 5, you know, favorite song. And that one hits home to me, you know what I mean? Because it just really talks about, you know, some of my homies that, you know, I grew up with over the years. And these people were like family, you know. Come over my crib, I come over their crib. Parents know each other, you know. So, yeah, man, I just wanted to kind of share that story, you know. So, it's definitely based on a true story. So, yeah, definitely.
And I didn't want to tell you. I wanted to keep the surprise for you, but I actually got that song here with us. So if you're down for us to play it and stuff, you just let us know, and we'll take a quick intermission and let the people hear it.
Yeah, that'd be dope. Yeah. Definitely, man. Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, so do you want to add anything, or you want to keep getting to these callers?
Man, these calls, man, I'm liking the energy. I'm liking, you know, this 802 radio. You back in effect, man, you know, after being gone for a while. You still bringing the heat. So yeah, man, let's definitely get to the next caller. Let's go.
Who we got, Black Terry?
419.
Hey, what's happening, man? It's Tony Storm calling from the south side of Toledo. What's going on?
What's going on, brother?
What's going on, bro? Taking it easy, man. Working on some music, working on some beats and some rhymes and stuff. What y'all got going? Y'all got like a topic of the day or something? What's happening?
We just usually freestyle the show and let you guys, like, you know, let you guys call in. You know, 802 Radio, it's all about the callers and, you know, the love. And occasionally we'll throw in stuff there. But just to go off that, we usually do this thing before, when I did the show a few years ago, we did this thing called Monday Madness, which the show was extended to 2 hours. And it was just like straight people freestyling, like they promote and freestyle.
Yeah.
So I'm going to talk to Prentice about, you know, after the show about bringing that back. And maybe we can do like, you know, that could be like Prentice's special thing. You know what I'm saying? Where like he's the main host there and I'll take the back seat and he can judge and all this stuff, you know?
Yeah. And it's going to grow too because people love to get their bars off. You know what I mean?
That's right.
It's going to grow.
Yeah. And like I said, it's only my first show back and like, couple years, so I got a lot of stuff that I have planned. Like another thing I have planned, I'm gonna bring to Prentice again off the air is I was thinking of doing something as well, like a VIP experience where basically, you know, like a we'll do like a certain price a month where you guys pay and you get like a free month promotion. You also get like a free interview and you also get like to host the show with us. You know what I'm saying? So you can be there and basically do the host with us. You know?
Yeah, that's cool. That sounds like a good idea.
Because what I want to do there is there's a lot of people out there too, you know, that say like you're rapping now, right? You might not never know that the urge to be have your own podcast is there. This gives you the chance.
And I know
Prentice is like that. Remember Prentice? Because you told me, you said I never thought I'd be a host, and you're talking about one day having your own show with yourself.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Dope. That's a good idea too.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah,
you
bro.
Get to share your ideas and views and stuff. You get to share your views, ideas, and kind of like direct the topics a certain kind of way because there's a lot of stuff that's not touched upon in terms of like music and in terms of social political stuff too. So it's like I know it's a lot to be said. You know what I mean?
Yeah, bro. And do you have any links or anything you want to promote? Do you have a YouTube, Instagram, anything you want to promote?
Yeah, man. I am inevitable. Like, what's my nigga name? Thanos. I am inevitable. Nah, but I'm on YouTube. Remember how he said, like, I am inevitable. Like, nigga, I'm serious. Like, I'm everywhere. Like, no matter what, one way or another, they're going to come across me sooner or later. But just in case they don't, it's Tony Storm on YouTube, Tony Storm 419 on Instagram, Judah James or Tony Storm on Facebook. And I'm on Twitter, Tony Storm 419. You know what I'm saying? I'm just everywhere. You can, and actually, if you just, the best thing that I probably would suggest for you to do is probably go to like wherever you stream music, like maybe Spotify or Apple Music or whatever, and search Tony Storm and, you know what I'm saying? Like look for Tony Storm Music or something and watch what pops up. I got some stuff on there and I stay working, man.
For sure, bro. And we appreciate you calling in, man. And like I said, I don't know if you, were you here at the start of the show, too? Did you hear Prentice about, like, you know, his website and his promotion and stuff? Maybe we all can link up and get you on for a potential interview or something sometime.
No, I didn't hear that. I just got on, but I'd be interested in something like that.
Yeah, follow me on Instagram. My Instagram is _Prentice, and that's spelled P-R-E-N-T-I-C-E. So just underscore and then Prentice. And then just shoot me a DM. And I'll go ahead and we'll go ahead and link up and talk about how we can get an interview started and stuff like that too.
Yeah, that was
not
cool,
only, not only that, bro. Not only that, bro. If you go on Facebook and you type in 802 Radio, you can actually everything's linked there. Like Prentice's website will be linked through there and everything, so it's easier
even
to do it that way. You know.
Right. Okay.
But yeah, bro. We appreciate your time, and we're gonna. Get to another caller, and if you definitely stay in the queue, you'll hear Prentice's single Homies. We actually have that, and he's going to play it for y'all.
Yeah, y'all not letting nobody get no bars off today, or what?
Oh, yeah, we got time, bro. You want to spit some?
Yeah, look, Fatties in the rains, want my body in the grave. Born a son of a gun, sister shoddy, been engaged, 12 years old. Have flows turning careers cold. No jewels when you hear those, turn earlobes to pure gold. Alchemy of thought, my chance to be a boss. If the police ever find another pack on me, it's ports. I'm cold as minutes notice, she was at the sea resort. Now I'm talking powder, she swallow and she slalom. Sloppy nigga, so I never offered you a back. Keep following fake D-boys, you gon' walk into a trap. And now, I don't want the city on my back. That's on my other angel wing, I'll get it on the day I leave. These hoes wonder like Stevie why they can't see me. Well, that's just it. On the water pack when I was out in California, I'm a bartender, bottled with Corona ill, quicker than your average. Wisdom is advantages, kicked out of detention over M&M's and cannabis. My shit hit you for the fucking water flashes. Been a rap for y'all so long, man. Shit, I'm tired of rapping. And girls know they gotta share me as Chantel. Yeah, money comes in, goes, but it's gonna stop here. I'll take Missy to Elliot, I'll take Mocha for Latte. And if I did vote, I'd have voted for Kanye. You a thief and you a trick. Let me leave you with this. Niggas never seen me. How do I even exist? Ooh. Death was like, who's all over there? Just Jesus and me. Now give Pac back my grandparents, Teresa and E. I'm gone.
Oh, you spaz. You spaz. Yeah. You killed that. Good work, man.
Fuck with Tony Storm, man. He's everywhere. I appreciate y'all love.
That's dope, bro. Keep doing what you're doing, man. Keep doing what you're doing, bro. Real.
Thank you. I'm going to tell y'all on it. Yeah. Man. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for your time, bro.
Yes, sir.
Prentice, something else I wanted to have you address the callers is I don't know if it's still going strong, but last time I saw an interview, you were on a Clean G's radio podcast, and you mentioned how
right.
you have a Pandora. Do you still have that Pandora
right.
up and running? And why don't you let people
Pandora.
Know who might be trying to submit music? Like, how do they go about that? Like, how is there a waiting list? Like, let people know what
for Pandora, man, it's a lot easier now, man. It's just really simple as Google. Just simply type in, let me see, you want to go to Google and you just want to say submission, artist submissions for Pandora. And as soon as you put in artist submissions for Pandora, it's going to be a link at the top of the Google search. You can click that link. And from there, it's just really a waiting game. Once you submit your song, they got to review it. They got to see it, you know, where they can fit your music in the playlist or the queue of Pandora. And then if they approve it, guess what? You've just been awarded your own radio station. So people can come on to your Pandora station and listen to, you know, your songs that you have uploaded on there. So it's just a simple click of a button, man, you know, Google.
And that's pretty sweet, though. Like I said, I mean, it must have been a huge, like, you know, blessing when you find out that it went through. And I know,
man,
in that same interview,
I bet, and in
the same interview you talked about, what's cool about that is, say somebody's looking at so-and-so's channel, and you have the
right.
same style, it will recommend your channel,
right.
you know what I'm saying? So it's like...
Yeah, I think that's like the biggest thing about Pandora, you know, I mean, it's a lot easier now, like the resources that they have for artists, you know, independent artists that's trying to get their music out there and get some more exposure. They have so many other, you know, resources, but, you know, for me, it was a little bit more, I've had my Pandora station for, I think I want to say at least 5 to 6 years now, but even early on, it wasn't easy getting that approval. You know, now they've made it easier for artists to get approved to have their own Pandora station. You know, I came in like right at the tail end of that. So, but yeah, man, like you were saying, definitely the good thing about it is, for instance, let's take example, say if you sound like Future or your music is sound like Future, you know, and people kind of categorize you in the realm of Future, then guess what? Once you have your own Pandora station, you know, they might play, you know, somebody might be listening to Future's radio station, and then Pandora may take your song and put it in the queue of Future Pandora station. So now all the Future fans is taking a listen to something new that sounds similar to, you know, Future, you know, so that kind of helps the artist get that exposure and get that recognition too. So definitely.
And that's huge. And to all the callers in the queue, we appreciate you guys sticking with us. We're going to get to one more caller, and then Prentice, if you would like, I'd like to the people to hear your track, The Homies. So after this one caller, if you want to do like an intro and say, you know, check this, you know, do whatever
okay.
you want, but I'd
all
definitely
right.
like to get to the song. So let's get
okay.
to one more caller, and then we'll play the track for y'all.
646-673.
Yo, Brad, what's going on? SX Sean Felt, a long time, my dude.
Hey, man, how's it going, man?
How you doing, man? Glad to have you back as a radio host, man. I know it's been a while. Everybody's going through a lot during this COVID, so good to have you back, man. I just want to give a quick shout-out to my PR, DJ Kate Nikki. She's been helping me out with my new website. If you can check it out, I'll give you the link. Also, I want to give a shout-out to my Essex Model of the Year, Adrienne J., a lovely Asian BBW model. She won. We had three contestants that was modeling for the drink in 2020, so she's the winner. You can check her out on social media. She's on a couple of shows on Black Eye Radio. I'm going to be on a couple of radio shows promoting my drinks. You'll see it more on social media. And other than that, big things in 2021. It was a rough struggle during 2020 due to the COVID. I had a lot of shows and events canceled, but I was able to do an event in October, an industry show as a vendor for Nonstop Entertainment. Shout out Joe Santana. And then basically have all the models where I help model my drink. And that's basically about it.
Yeah, bro, I still got the, I don't know if you remember this, but on the old episodes of 802 Radio, you sent me a test sample of one of those drinks. I actually was going through some of the stuff, and I still have the actual, like, believe it or not. So it's funny that you called in, because I literally just saw that, like, less than a day ago. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
So,
oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't know if you remember
okay.
that.
Okay, well, I hope
do you remember
you
that?
Like
you,
drink.
You sent me. Yeah, I did. I remember because you remember you sent me some.
Right. Did you like it? That's not bad, right?
Yeah. It was real good, actually.
Okay. Well, listen, I got a case coming. If you want some samples, let me know. I can send it to your station whatsoever. And like I said, I'm going to be on a couple of radio shows. Look out for it on social media. And then I'm going to be on this magazine with this girl called Vero G on DTF Radio. I'm going to be on one of her radio shows. Look out for me in the Essex ad. And also, shout out to i2 Digital Magazine. I was in their front cover on the December issue. You can look for that on social media. And like I said, stay tuned. We're going to announce the January 2021 Essex Model of the Month, and you'll see it soon with me and DJ Nikki on social media.
Awesome, bro. Awesome. And thank you so much for calling in. And before we let you off, man, is there anything you want to say? My co-host now is Prentice. I know last time it was Tycoon. Tycoon and I, you know, parted ways, so I got my man Prentice here, and he's a really dope artist and an even better, you know, friend of mine. So I don't know if you guys wanted to say anything before we get to Prentice's single.
Oh, yeah, no question, man. If you want to check me out, you check me out on YouTube, Sean Felt, Essex Promotions. And if you want to send us information, you can email me at Felder, FELDERSE1@yahoo.com. I'll make sure my PR, DJ Nikki, check out his network, and we'll take it from there.
Perfect. All Thank you for your information. I'm going
to
check it out, definitely.
All right, Brad. Thanks a lot, and I'll talk to you guys soon, man. Happy New Year.
All right,
yeah,
brother.
Same to you, man. Once again, guys, thank you for sticking with us. We only got about, I think, 25, 26 minutes left of the show, but we're definitely going to play Prentice's single, and then as soon as the track is done, we will let you all back in to promote and stuff. And is there anything you want to add, Prentice, before we get to your single?
No, man, I just want to say this is check out my single. This is a song called Homies. The song is definitely dear to me, man. It just talks about the homies that I lost over the years, man. So shout out to all the homies, the fallen soldiers that I lost, man. RIP to Sam and TL, man. Keep y'all head up, watching over y'all family. I know y'all watching over me too, man. So check this new song. Not new, it's not new, but, you know, it's still relevant, but it's called Homies. Check it out. It's on YouTube, too.
I'm just sitting here reminiscing about my homie, I miss him. I love his kids just like mine. Had to say goodbye, then he kissed him. Yeah, I cried cause it hurt it, mate. My big homie caught a murder case. When the judge said 25 to life and his mother, you should've saw her face. Couldn't believe it, it was hard to stomach. Self-protection got charged from it. Had to take a break and just wait a moment. Heartbroken and we all shown it. I remember like it was yesterday. We hung out late on Desiree. Street corners, ran from the cops that creeped on us. We hide out, we put in work, I never hesitate. I was much younger, a featherweight. Ghetto children trying to make a million. Move in silence, we meditate. I learned a lot just from hanging with them. Whatever I saw, I was street smart. A little girl left the park, got hit by a bullet. She was playing on a seesaw. He stays strapped with them hollows. And he shot back at his rivals. Two survived, but killed one. They got away, both drivers. Big homie stayed till the cops came. Blood on his hand as he held the girl. What just happened? He was lost for words. Sad story, it's a cold world. Cold world. Man, I miss my homies. Man, I miss my homies. Hoping that I see you again.
I'm hoping
that I'll see you again. I had another friend we used to call Slim. A funny dude that just cracked jokes. The only white boy in the hood who could say the N-word because he grew up around black folks. He had a big sister that smoked with us. Strip was trying to pay for tuition. His mama really wasn't much different. She sold crack, a go-getter. Slim was cool, he never act hard. Favorite hobby, jack cars. Used to pull up in the big body. TV screens up in the headrest. Later on, he was in the wrong neighborhood at the gas station. Car rolled up and it pulled aside. The homie Slim on Punk 5. Got robbed and they took his car, shot him in the back of the head and burnt out. Sometimes when I think if I was there with him, I would've got shot too and be dead with him. Remember when he said, hop in, I was like, nah, I'm good, man. Not a day go by, I don't think about it. Had to put it in a song and sing about it. R.I.P. to every one of y'all. The good old days, we had fun, dawg. Skipping school on the first day and we throw a party in the backyard. I'm praying hard for y'all families. God, please give them the strength. We dying young before our parents and it really just don't make sense. When it's gonna stop, I don't know. God first is where I put my hope in. Life is hard for some of us. Unfortunately, it's something we gotta cope with. All I got is these flashbacks. Y'all still gone, I can't grasp that. And it doesn't help when I hear y'all kids asking mama where they dad at. Where they dad at? Where they dad at? Man, I miss my homies. Man, I miss my homies. Hoping that I see you again.
I'm hoping
that I see you again. Too many of my brothers dying young. Lord have mercy on our soul. How can we overcome the violence?
Overcome the violence, yeah.
All the sirens, yeah. All the riots can't keep quiet. Man, I miss my homies. Man, I miss my homies. Hoping that I see you again.
I'm hoping
that I see you again. Man, I miss my homies. Man, I miss my homies.
I'm hoping
that I see you again. I'm hoping that I see you again.
Yeah. There you guys have it. That was Prentice's single, Homies. It's on YouTube. So type in Prentice, P-R-E-N-T-I-C-E, and then Homies, and it should pop right up. Very powerful video. When I first saw it, like, you can hear a song for the first time and just know that the story is true. And what I liked about that song, Prentice, is you can hear the versatile. You know what I'm saying? You can hear how you are also a singer alongside, like, you know, you can rap too. And did you happen to produce that yourself as well? Or? I think you might have. Did he drop out back there?
Can you hear me?
Oh, we can hear you. Yeah, we got you.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, we got you.
No, that's all. That beat was made by a producer named Retro One, and he was like a SoundCloud producer that I connected with through SoundCloud, because you know SoundCloud was hot when it first hit. So I was just starting to, like, you know, try to fill out what producer I could see myself working with in terms of my sound and stuff like that. So that beat just kind of grabbed me. Like, as soon as I heard it, I wrote the song in like 30 minutes. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And it's definitely, like I said, very versatile. You know, it's not just bars. It's about, like, telling a message. And you can hear, you know, a little bit of singing in there. And what else I like about your style, too, bro, is, like, especially now with all the different genres, you know, the fast rap, you know, the choppa style. You got, you know, the mumble rap and stuff. You don't cuss in your music, you know what I'm saying? And I think that that's, like, pretty unique in its own way, especially now, you know?
Yeah, I try to keep it clean, you know. I mean, just for the simple fact that, you know, I feel like, you know, if you keep it clean, you can kind of, like, it's kind of like unlimited when you do that. And the plus it's less work. You ain't got to worry about the editing, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, as a musician, if the feeling is real when you say it, you know, like I got some new music. I am actually saying a few, I don't want to sound contradictory, but I'm actually saying like a few cuss words here and there, like shit or not like that. So it's just really a form of expression. So, you know,
yeah.
Unfortunately, my form of expression doesn't come in cuss words, you know what I'm saying? Because I like to think about what I'm going to say, how I'm going to say it. I feel like, you know, instead of saying a cuss word, maybe you can put a word there that's not a cuss word, you know, expand your vocabulary, you know, and nothing to the rappers who cuss in their music ain't nothing, you know, that's what you do. That's what you do, you know, be yourself. So that's ultimately what I am. I'm just being myself, you know what I mean? Keeping it clean. So still bringing them
for
the
sure,
bar
for
at the
sure.
same time. So right on.
And before we get to any other callers, man, is there anything you want to add on to that or you
man,
all
that's
set
it,
to take
man.
More
yo,
callers?
Y'all check me out. I'm willing to collaborate with other artists, producers, songwriters, you know what I'm saying? I do a little bit of everything, write, produce, rap. Rap is like really the main thing for me, but I do hooks. I'm an expert if you need a fire hook. And I do have some in-house producers by the name of Advanced Beats. I'm giving them a shout-out right now. It's Advanced Beats. Some in-house producers that I've been rocking with since grade school. And these guys are really, really cool, man, and we all grew up together. So we really do have a real brotherhood, real bond, friendship, as well as a music bond. So, man, definitely check me out, PrenticeTheRapper.com. Less work. Let's get it.
Terry, send us our next caller, please.
919-791.
What's up, y'all? It's Tupac Tender Jackson. How y'all doing today?
All right. Bless. How you doing?
I'm good. Y'all can find me on Spotify podcast on Tupac Tina Jackson, T-U-P-A-X-T-I-N-A Jackson. You can find me on SoundCloud, Tupac Tina 2U, and you find me on YouTube, Tupac Tina Jackson.
Definitely going to check you out.
I will too. And also, if you can hit us, hit our fan page up, 802 Radio, and all we ask is anybody who likes the page, you know, you're willing to get we're willing to give you guys an interview at one point in time. So hit up 802 Radio on the fan page and let's try to link up and maybe we can get you on the show and, you know, we can interview you more and promote and all that stuff.
All right. That'll be great. I'll definitely send you you said 802 Radio?
Yeah, 802 Radio on Facebook. It's all one word.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
and to also
day.
Go. Oh, you too.
You too.
Thank you so much. Also,
right.
To go off that, y'all, we're going to play.
Uh-huh.
We're going to be posting Prentice's clothing line. I didn't know if you wanted to promote that or not, Prentice, but
always,
his clothing
man.
Line. We're gonna try to link it to the fan page.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So thank you for calling
checking
in.
You all out. All right, have a great day.
You too.
All right. And, Prentice, do you want to let the people know about the clothing line? It's called And If I Do, right?
Yeah. I started a clothing line a while. I mean, the idea has been very – it's been there for a while. I just hadn't – you know, sometimes we sit on stuff that we know we're supposed to go and do it. So eventually, what was that, last year – I finally said, you know what, let's go ahead and put it out to the public. So I got a website, I got a clothing line called And If I Do. And basically, And If I Do was inspired, which is a long story, which I really can't compress it all into. But it's just basically my personal inspiration, my personal challenge that I dealt with when I first started my in-home T-shirt business and stuff like that. So that's what the creativity came from, And If I Do, because I had a huge, huge company that I can't say for legal matters. I can't say their name, but they wrote me a letter during that time, and I was only like 17 when I first started my T-shirt business. And they basically wrote a letter to shut me down, you know what I'm saying, to basically ruffle my feathers and say that I couldn't open this T-shirt company. But anyway, make a long story short, years later, that's what inspired And If I Do. That's one word. So y'all can check that out, called andifido.com. And the whole idea behind And If I Do in my clothing brand is And If I Do, it means you have a relentless mentality to pursue goals despite opposition. So despite what your life currently looks like, no matter how good or bad,
that's not going to stop you from you doing what you want to do. So I just encourage everybody to just have that "and if I do" mindset. And if I do. So check that out, andifido.com. That's one word.
For sure. And real quick to add on that before we get to our next caller, what I like about that is there's that famous line in there. Anytime you're dealing with a doubter or a hater, they always say, "You can't do it." And if you think, if you look back on history, every time somebody heard "I can't," look at what happens.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, "Look at me now" type of stuff. I remember being
Absolutely.
Told, "Oh, you will never make it to the semi-pro football team." You know what I'm saying? Because I was
mm-hmm.
too big, too slow, gaining weight. I ended up being the only
right.
player that made the team, defensive end. You know
See?
What I'm saying? It motivates you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. It does. It does. It definitely motivates you. And, you know, that's normal, man. People are going to tell you the many things that they believe that you can't do. And you can't listen to them. You can't listen to they. Well, they said this or them. You can't listen to them and they. You know what I'm saying? You got to listen to that inner voice within yourself that says, you know, forget what everybody else is saying. I know I can do this, and I'm going to do it.
We're going to get to another caller, though, definitely, Prentice, because we're running out of time. But,
okay,
yeah,
let's
bro,
get
I'm
it.
Definitely stoked that you're
313,
doing it. So, what do we got,
like? Yo, yo.
313, that sounds like Detroit.
Yo, yo. "And if I do, but damned if I don't." What up, Doug?
There you go.
Albert. Yeah, you know it. ASAP Entertainment in the building. Albert J, a step above Platinum Entertainment. From the city of what up, though? Straight from the D, my baby.
Okay. 313 in the house. What's up?
All day, all day.
What you calling in, old man?
Hey, check this out. Shout out to the gentleman that's rocking with that "And if I do." You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna be looking for that, man. Wherever it's at. You know,
definitely. You can find it on the website, just andifido.com, and it'll pull up.
Okay, I'm gonna definitely do that. I'm gonna definitely.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. 313. I got some homies out there in the D, man. 313. I got a couple homies out there in the Highland Park, H Pizzle.
Okay. Shout out to my peeps over there, in HP.
Yeah.
Hey, you
definitely.
Know what's funny as fuck? I'm a West Side cat. And I'm over in the Joy Road area, right? I literally just came from over there in HB, like, every bit of about 15 minutes ago.
Oh, that's crazy, see? Just
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, well, right. I'm vibing right with y'all, me and my business partner, man. We, you know, listen, you know, vibing with y'all. And just came from doing this job with another business that we had together. So.
Appreciate y'all tuning yeah. in, man. Means a lot.
Yeah, for sure. I'll make sure y'all support the fam, Kay Dior. Kay Dior out there making moves. She just got her a spot out there in Atlanta. You know, so she back and forth from the D to Atlanta. And she's popping.
Okay,
we're
going to be checking
strong.
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah, bro. And we appreciate you calling in, man. And also, if you like the 802 Radio fan page, I'm going to talk to Prentice after the show, but I hit him up, messaged him about linking his clothing line to the show, so that way you guys can just, you know, go on Facebook, you know, like the fan page and then see the stuff there, you know, see all the merch and the hats, shirts and whatnot.
Yeah, most definitely. I love to link with him. I'm an entrepreneur-Negro. I like to, you know, connect with entrepreneurs and advance with one another, you know what I mean? So
for sure, bro.
I'm gonna definitely tell
definitely,
him,
man.
All right, bro.
We'll definitely
unfortunately, we only got 7 minutes left, and we're trying to, you know, get to as many people before we end with another song. So, you want to just throw out your links one more time, and then we'll get to another caller.
Y'all just say, hey, y'all hop on Facebook, man. I'm still rocking. You know, I got my bro Live Wire out of Florida, ASAP Entertainment, a step above Platinum. Facebook, Albert, like Fat Albert. Washington, Capital State, Albert Washington J. I'll go ahead and just pop at me on there or something like that. I like to connect and link with people, you know what I'm saying?
For sure, man, and thanks again for calling in, bro.
For sure, y'all stay up.
All
you
right,
too.
Fam, be easy out there, be safe.
All right, before we get to one more caller, I just want to let you know, Prentice, of the song that you sent Black Tear, he actually got it. So if you'd like, we can end on your song as well. But let's get to a few more callers, and then you can
okay.
do like the outro, you know what I'm saying, and just let us know about the song,
okay.
and we'll end on the song.
Okay.
All right, Black Terror, want to send us our next
just
caller?
Listeners right now. No hands up.
Okay, just listeners. Okay, guys. So, yeah, definitely. The next show, 802 Radio, is bi-weekly. So, unfortunately, it's not every other Monday. Or it's not every Monday. It's every other Monday. So, I'll be posting on the 802 Radio fan page. Give us a like. If you give us a like, we will definitely be down to, like, give you guys a potential interview. You know what I'm saying? Like, you show us love, we show you love back, and, you know what I'm saying? Let's just keep this all, like, one big happy family, and you know what I'm saying? I'm blessed to have you here, Prentice, and do the show with me, man.
Definitely, man. I appreciate you having me, you know, come on as a co-host, man. That means a lot. Like I said, I've always kind of wanted to step in the realm of podcasts. It's just a matter of time. So I feel like, you know, the stars are aligning. Now I'm here, and here we are, man. We just making it flow, man. 802 Radio is what it is. Let's get it, bro.
Yeah, bro. And like I said, I wanted to let you know something else, Prentice. Basically, when I first got in contact with you, right, and you told me all these links and stuff that you have,
right.
One thing that I thought was cool was I typed in your name on Xbox Music, and the Cut from a Different Cloth came out, or that album. And I was like, no way.
Right.
And I click it, and sure as heck, there you were. So I actually am, like, you know, playing a video game as I'm listening to it. So that was pretty dope in my mind. And, you know, I hope one day maybe that's there for me, but that must be cool, man. A blessing. And guys, you know, just to see your name on all these platforms and stuff.
Yeah, man, it's definitely a blessing, man. You know, I think the biggest thing about it is, you know, like just getting feedback from people who really connect with your music. And I think that's like something that nobody can ever take away from you, you know? So aside from having my music on all these different platforms, the main thing is getting the music to the people, you know, or having that one song out of so many that's going to touch somebody, that's going to change somebody. You know, you never know at what point a person is, where they at in their life when they listen to your music and how they're going to react to it. So if it's a good reaction, if it's a good feedback, man, it's all love. So appreciate that from the listeners. You know?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And shout out to all the callers that called in and all the listeners. And I just wanted to touch on something one of our other callers said earlier in the show about how I was gone and stuff. I just want to let y'all know it's nothing anything you guys did. I just woke up one day and, you know, I was like, I don't know if I want to do this. I want to pursue other things, and I didn't want to give something 90% commitment. You know, for you guys, you deserve 110 full commitment. You know what I'm saying? You guys take time out of your busy schedule to call in, promote. You know what I'm saying? So I want to give you guys the same dedication back. So that's in the past. I'm here now. I'm here to stay for a while, and I'd like to do this as long as you're down to do this, Prentice, you know?
Man, I am down to do this, man. You know, music, I breathe, eat, sleep music. I love music, bro. So it's just really good that you are back in the swing of things. You opening this platform for people to come and promote themselves is a game changer, man. So definitely I'm very open for it. I'm definitely looking forward to what comes after this and even during this. This is a good experience, man. I'm just enjoying the ride, man. I'm here for it all. Let's go.
Okay, we got one more caller, and then we will end on your song, Prentice, okay?
Okay, that song, by the way, is the one that I sent you, the most recent one?
Yep.
Okay, so that song is by an artist which might be calling in right now. So let's go ahead and get the caller in and see what we got.
Okay.
702-931. 702-931, you're live.
Tobias, this is you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, man, listen, we got the listeners in. Go ahead and promote your new single, your name, how can people find you, your Instagram, your links. Let the world know.
Yeah, this is Tobias Lamar. We have a new EP out called Universal. I just dropped it. It's with a artist friend of mine named Plablima Lyrical, and it's produced by Izzle, man. It's a nice little 5-piece for you guys. You can find me on my Instagram at I am Tobias Lamar. Also TL Pictures. We got a lot of things coming, a lot of good things going right now, man.
Give us a sample. Can you give us a sample real quick? Just a quick sample, because we're about to wrap it up.
We actually, Yeah, we actually have literally seconds. So if you can, bro, just try to be very quick.
You got it. Have you ever had one of those nights when you're just vibing? Everything is going your way, just living life. Yeah, what are you about to say? Hit you up, saying we meeting up. You need to come through, the city's live. Yeah, it's the weekend, they freaking on the floor. We drinking, smoking, that good drug. So get here, cause you already know. Now said I'm on my way, yeah, yeah.
Wow, that's dope, bro. And I thank you for calling in, man. I'm sorry we don't have much time, but we're going to play a song, and you're welcome to call in next show. And thank you so much for your time, man.
You got it, man. We're just getting started. Let's go.
All right, y'all. It was a great show, and we're going to wrap it up here with this song. Prentice, you want to do the honors and take us out with this song?
Oh, man. Donnie, I can't believe this. This is my boy, Tobias, the one that y'all just heard singing. This is his new song called Universal. Man, check it out, y'all. This guy is a phenomenal singer. Y'all need some hooks. Y'all need some real, real R&B, man. Reach out to him. Let's get it, man. Go ahead and play that.
Man, you know, it's just, you know, it's getting touch, you know, and trying to make this hit, you know. Shout out to Brad, you know, Brad, B-Dub, you know.
Yeah.
A.K.A. B-Dub. Pretty fucking
good. B-Dubs.
$100 sweatshirt, big kid.
King Tut.
$50 sweatshirt, big kid.
Let's get it. Come on. Yeah.
The party pop, the party don't stop it. The party pop, the party don't stop it. The party pop, the party don't stop it. Don't stop it, don't stop it. The party rock, the party don't stop it. The party rock, the party don't stop it. The party rock, the party don't stop it. Don't stop it, don't stop it.
Choke on my words, no time for the Heimlich. Put him in a nursery, his ass came out rhyming. I'm a diamond in the rough, y'all don't see my potential. Kicking it with King Tut, now I'm shining like a crystal. Never miss you with a pistol. Hope and pray to God that these lyrics don't hit you. If they do, it will cause massive damage to your tissue. So what is your issue? Punch his bitch in his jaw and watch his lips fall off. Time to unleash all of my emotions. Healing all your wounds like magical potions. Got the game flowing in all the right motions. Crunch time, man, I ain't no captain. Style of rap and put yours out of fashion. You better than me, dog, I'm laughing.
The party pop, the party don't stop it. The party pop, the party don't stop it. The party pop, the party don't stop it. Don't stop it, don't stop it. The party rock, the party don't stop it. The party rock, the party don't stop it. The party rock, the party don't stop it. Don't stop it, don't stop it.
The buddy fuck up comments with my niggas. I'm the shit, I'm the bomb. Go Osama on these niggas. Change faces, come back. I'm Obama on these niggas. I don't shit, I spit. Cop the llama on these niggas. Business equal drama, that don't add up money figures. Lot of niggas know my name, but I don't know none of these niggas. I'm just dabby in a party and I'm gone off the liquor, yeah.
Pull up, pull up, pull up. I just pull up in a foreign. Got a bad bitch with me, and you know that bitch boring. We do Bobby, we do Whitney. My life lit, your life boring. Y'all fit in. Like the fat kid rockin' Jordans, I get kicked. Y'all niggas hate, always watching the youngest play. We getting money over here. Tell them fuck boys, keep the drama over there. Real niggas and valid bitches over here. The party pop, the party don't stop it. The party pop, the party don't stop it. The party pop, the party don't stop it. Don't stop it, don't stop it. The party rock, the party don't stop it. The party rock, the party don't stop it. The party rock, the party don't stop it.